This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
From the organization Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, or FAIR, comes an item about CNN, which has announced the formation of a new unit that will not report the news. Instead, it will take money from corporations to produce content that resembles news, but is actually PR designed to burnish its clients' images. Nothing wrong with that, huh?
This reminds me of advertorials, which has essentially been a standard in the magazine and newspaper business for years. I think there's a big difference, though, when you're talking about television, is that, in an advertorial that's in print, there are certain design things that you can do to make it clearly different. For instance, it's pretty standard to use a different font or to put it on even different kind of paper or to put a border around it of some kind and then clearly say special advertising supplement or some kind of language. I'm not sure how you do that on television where it's all seamless. It's, one experience. Sure, you can identify. But as we know from War of the Worlds in the 1930s, not everybody listens to the entire program. This is a case where they may say this is not an attempt to blur the lines or trick consumers. But my take on this is that it's exactly what it is. Why else would you do it? Is to make people think that this is editorial content. You gussy it up, ads, and make it look that way. So, Jasmine, you're the TV person. What do you think?
Why else? Well, they're doing it to make money, obviously.
Sure.
And that's foremost in my mind there. It's unclear from the article where these stories are going to air. But,
and you're using the term stories rather loosely there.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, what we're going to call these. Yeah, these
segments
maybe. I'm going to assume that they're going to create their own program to air these during. It kind of reminds me of what an old station that I worked for did. It was in Las Vegas, and they had a show called More. And it was Meredith Corporation owned, who was the owner of Better Homes and Garden. So they had a lot of magazines, and More is also a magazine. But they created a show that was entertainment and feature styled. So they did. They had the whole department that was devoted to putting that program together, and it aired right after the news.
Hmm.
So it was kind of interesting how they did that, but it was Fox 5 News, but it was putting together also like an entertainment style show, and they would go out and do, features about local businesses and that kind of thing. And it was clearly differentiated from the news programming. And in fact, they had their own executive producer and they had their own staff. So they didn't kind of cross the lines of the news.
But would a viewer understand that?
Was there
something running across the bottom of the screen, the entire program, saying this was essentially an infomercial rather than an actual news program?
There wasn't anything like that. It had its own open. It wasn't actually linked to the news shows at all. We aired from 5 to, I think, 9 o'clock news, and then they switched over to different color scheme, different look, and all that kind of thing to kind of make the visual appear different.
Of course, TV, I mean, now I think about it, sitting here, you have, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a long tradition of corporate sponsorship of various programs. You go back to the 50s, of course, they had Geritol. Everything
was brought to you by some sponsor.
Brought, even the news, and the news was only 15 minutes, and it would be called the Camel Filter a Camel Unfiltered News Hour, or News Minute, or whatever the heck it was with John Cameron Swayze. This is kind of a weird throwback, but I thought we'd got away from that, was the idea. And in fact, in the 1950s, when television got away from sponsorship on purpose because of the quiz show scandal, and they went to 10 mm-hmm. second and 30 second ads. That was partly it was a way to make more money, but also it was partly a way of let's get away from this dependency of having programming designed by ad agencies that they buy time and they put it on the air. And this seems like we're kind of going backwards.
Well, at the same station, during our actual news segment from 7 to 9 o'clock, there was a McCafe. Are those still sold by McDonald's? But McDonald's actually sponsored the news program. So they had two fake McCafe cups on the anchor desk, and they would just sit there. The anchors would never touch them.
Product
they would
placement.
Never gesture. Right. It was product placement. Yeah. And we actually received a lot of flack from different news organizations across the country, some people being supportive, but most people not being supportive of it. And it was really interesting to be there and see what was going on and see, you know, read all the articles about how, you know, we were, you know, breaking the lines of, you know, those rules, ethics, and interesting. I personally felt a little concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything, the news director and station management said that anything ever happened regarding McDonald's during the news show, that they'd take those off. So it would be, you know, no conflict of kind of interest there. But, you know, you kind of have to wonder, is there a conflict of interest?
Advertising is just creeping into all aspects of life, really. I mean, there are complaints with sports about advertising on the field, on the uniforms now, and people get over it quickly, it seems like, and it's forgotten about, and then it just becomes part of the landscape.
Well, and you mentioned sports. The part that's even more fascinating is the technology now allows you to change the ads behind home plate so that you can sell that position at the game. If you're watching it in person, maybe it's a cigarette ad that's there or something, and then when you're watching it on TV, the first time it's a car ad, and the next time you look at it, they change them electronically, digitally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, talk about integrating it into your programming so that it's almost unnoticeable. It's happening. You're right. The commercialization of all the media. And this is just another step in that direction. And I think that it's sad. And it's kind of I don't know. I mean, it's nothing particularly new, as we've just talked about. But at the same time, it's something I'm really sorry to see, whether it's in print or on television. I'm sorry to see that kind of insidious the tentacles of advertising, you know, going into content like that.
Yeah, well, we always talk about the perception. You know, for example, you used to never vote in elections when you were in Nevada because you didn't want to create this perception of supporting one candidate over another. And now you have these ads right on the set or these programs that are entirely, you know, underwritten by someone or about a company, and you create this perception of a bias.
I also wonder if you're going to end up with some even more embarrassing moments. Imagine that you're CNN and you've got BP as a big sponsor, and then you have an oil spill like happened 4 years ago, and you've already got the package lined up. Well, you're not going to run it, you know?
Yeah, they wouldn't.
Or what if somebody doesn't notice? Hey, we got, you know, the BP segment coming up. I think they would, but it does create the potential for conflicts when you deal with things
Jasmine
like that.
Jasmine says they wouldn't run that
they
program,
wouldn't.
But
I would hope not.
Money talks.
They
At
would
some
wait.
Point, someone is going to say, let's go ahead and run this anyway.
But there
we
may
need
be other
income.
Juxtapositions of embarrassing. So maybe it's not BP, but, you know, they had the spot. Maybe it's Shell. And they decided to do a program on our environmental, wonderful programs and how we're, you know, reclaiming, coastal lands or something. And that happens to run right in, you know, during breaking news about an oil spill. I just think it could create, unless you're really monitoring this, you could have also that potential for embarrassing situations.
You have to monitor it really closely. Yeah. When you start doing these kinds of things, you have to be very careful about that, which is why at Fox, they discussed with some of the people who are naysayers what they would do if they happened to come across a story, a negative story about McDonald's. What would they do with the McCafe cup? You know, I mean, that kind of stuff was already thought out. So they have to have if they don't have a plan in process, you know, already in process or plan figured out, then that's a big mistake. But I have a feeling they probably do.
Yeah. I think you're probably right.
All right. Hey, I need to wrap things up here for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.